This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for the Farm Show for this Friday, August the 7th. This is John Michael Marty. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner signed a bill that transfers regulatory control over wind farm projects from counties to the state. Rauner signed the bill into law late last month, and it took effect immediately. The change was advocated by the Illinois Farm Bureau, and Bill Bodine with the organization says it brings consistency to county regulations that vary widely. Bodine says counties can still choose to have standards that are more restrictive. Projects must have an agriculture impact mitigation agreement in place with the state before proceeding locally. The new law affects planned projects. Lee County Industrial Development Association President John Thompson said the new law could delay local projects in the short term, but could eventually smooth out the regulatory process. This Saturday marks 10 years since the Energy Policy Act of 2005, containing the original renewable fuel standard, was signed into law by President George W. Bush. The first RFS set America on a path toward a cleaner, more energy-independent future by requiring ever-increasing amounts of ethanol to be blended with gasoline. The Renewable Fuels Association compiled a report examining the impact over the RFS over the past decade on the economy, job creation, agriculture, the environment, fuel prices, petroleum import dependence, and food prices. All in all, it's been a good move. Ethanol has been good for the farmer. It's been good for the country. The Illinois racetrack, known as one of the fastest dirt tracks in the world at the Illinois State Fair, hosts a large venue of great horse racing this year. Free admission and parimutuel wagering lets the horse fan enjoy and watch not only some of the finest horses in the state of Illinois, but also give horse racing enthusiasts the chance to wager on one's favorite. Horse racing will commence on August 14th, that's Friday, a week from today, and will continue Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. There's free admission in the grandstand for the racing, parimutuel wagering each day. Post time is noon, Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. There will be no racing on the 16th and the 19th. Standardbred racing, that's with the guy in the sulky behind the horse. Third annual Holly Harvey Speed Show will be held Sunday, August 9th. The Luck and Buck Saddle Club, a special show in memory of Holly Harvey. The exhibition starts at 10 o'clock. Competition starts at 12 noon. Again, that is a Luck and Buck Saddle Club horse show, Holly Harvey Speed Show, third annual Holly Harvey Speed Show, Sunday, August 9th, exhibition at 10, and the competition starts at 12 noon. The Renewable Fuels Association announced it'll partner with Sangamon Valley Local Emergency Planning Committee, as well as the Springfield and Taylorville Fire Departments in Illinois, to hold two free ethanol safety seminars August 10th. That's coming up on Monday. The first seminar in Springfield's for hazmat personnel and fire department people only, but the second one, Monday night from 6 to 10 at the Taylorville Fire Department, is open to the public. The idea is to train and pass along techniques in the event of some sort of ethanol emergency. Ethanol is the number one fuel commodity transported by rail in our district each year, and that's from David Butt, the chairman of the Sangamon Valley LEPC. We want to be certain that on those rare occasions that our men and women are called on to respond to ethanol emergencies, they're fully prepared to tackle the challenges that come with them. So that second seminar, Monday night from 6 to 10 at the Taylorville Fire Department in Taylorville, sponsored by the Renewable Fuels Association. Again, we just finished Old Settlers in Hillsboro, the Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday. 3 days, everybody had a good time, great success. And I really enjoyed visiting with the beef producers, the pork folks, everybody involved in agriculture that we had a chance to visit with at the stands. The ribeye sandwiches were great. The pork patties were great. The fish sandwiches at the Knights of Columbus. All the local groups that were involved did a really great job this year, in spite of some rain, but we had to deal with that. Great parade on Thursday night, and super concerts, too. That's our farm show for this Friday, August the 7th. We'll be back again tomorrow. This is John Michael Marty.